Today's forecast for the Midwest is a wetter one, and that has the marketplace a little bit concerned after yesterday's outlook was looking to be a warmer and drier for a little while next week. And now it looks like a very wet week is in store, and I'm afraid that this new forecast is probably the more correct one. We do have a slow-moving storm system that will work its way eastward from the plains across the Midwest throughout the week next week. Now, the storm system, though, will have its roots in the plains, and as it does begin to develop there, we will actually see an insurgence of warmer air. And it wouldn't surprise me at all to see a day or two of drier weather occur just ahead of the main storm system. So not all is lost, and there is a potential here that a little bit of field work could still occur just before the main thrust of rain moves across the region. So some farmers will manage to get that done, but we don't expect the planting window to be very large. Once the rains begin, and will probably start maybe Monday or Tuesday, we'll likely see it wet the rest of the week, and it may take a little while to dry back down as we move into the following weekend. There will be a new storm system that shows up around mid-month as well. The 13th into the 15th is the timing right now. This system was absent from the models yesterday, although we speculated in our reports that there would be another storm system developing in that time period, and indeed it's on the charts this morning. If it verifies, we'll likely see just a short period of dry weather across the Midwest before we get involved with more precipitation, and the end result will be some additional concern about the slow movement of farming activity. The majority of the Midwest will see dry conditions here today and tomorrow. We do have that storm system in the southern plains today that's underway. This is producing rain from central Kansas into Texas. The system will stay out there for another day and then work its way across the Delta and into the southeastern states. It will bring a little bit of moisture to parts of Missouri and the Ohio River Valley, but areas north of the valley will likely stay dry. There will be a frontal boundary that will cut through the Midwest as we get into the end of this week and into the weekend. That frontal boundary will produce a little bit of light precipitation across the northern parts of the region, and as the front settles across the area, it will likely produce some additional showers down into the area from Kansas over to Ohio and Michigan. Moisture totals with this event over the weekend will be light, just running a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to a quarter of an inch, with maybe a localized total of 4 or 5 tenths of an inch. The system will really just bring some cooler air back across the region briefly. But the most important part of this frontal boundary is that it will go stationary across the region, across the southern parts of the Midwest in particular, and into the central plains, and a new low-pressure center will form in probably Kansas at some point as we get into Monday and early Tuesday of next week. That low-pressure system will then become the main star of the week next week, and a lot of precipitation will come associated with it. And we'll likely see the precipitation march from west-east across the heart of the Midwest, and rain totals could easily run anywhere from about 1.5 to 1.5 inches, generally in some local totals getting upwards over 2 inches. The forecast models are still differing as to how much rain will occur. There's even one set of models out there suggesting 1 to 3 inch rain totals for a part of the region. We'll need to watch for that very closely. In the meantime, the temperatures will be turning warmer, as I said, ahead of that storm system and then cooler behind it, and then we'll likely bring that other storm system in around mid-month. We'll look for high temperatures today, staying very chilly across the majority of the region. Afternoon highs will be confined to the 30s and 40s, but it will gradually warm from there. 40s and 50s will occur tomorrow and again on Thursday, and the warmest weather will probably occur over the weekend and into Monday when 50s, 60s, and perhaps a few lower 70s evolve. Low temperatures at night will likely be in the teens and 20s tonight, but 20s and 30s tomorrow night, and probably even warmer thereafter. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.